Registration for our January 12th to 18th Southern California Mission Pilgrimage is now open. See the link in the description for details and registration. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intente,
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina,
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto,
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Now sunrise fills the sky with light, so let us beg with humble prayer that God protect us from all harm in all our works and acts this day. May he restrain and calm our tongue, lest voices clash in dreaded strife, and may he shield our sight with care, lest eyes be lured by vain delights. Then let our inmost heart be pure, and free of senseless ignorance, may sparing use of food and drink wear down the lustful pride of flesh, that when the daylight hours have gone, and time has brought us night once more, with hearts kept pure by self-restraint, we may extol him in our song. To God the Father glory be, all honor to his only Son, one with the Spirit Paraclete, from age to age forevermore. Amen. At daybreak, be merciful to me, O Lord. Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful, you are just, give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight. The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like the dead long forgotten. Therefore my spirit fails, my heart is numb within me. I remember the days that are past, I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought, and to you I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land my soul thirsts for you. Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave. In the morning let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk, to you I lift up my soul. Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth. For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save my soul from distress. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. At daybreak, be merciful to me, O Lord. The Lord will make a river of peace flow through Jerusalem. rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her. All you who love her, exult, exult with her. All you who are mourning over her, oh, that you may suck fully of the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breasts. For thus says the Lord, lo, I will spread prosperity over her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent. As nurslings you shall be carried in her arms, and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts her son, so will I comfort you. In Jerusalem you shall find your comfort. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bodies flourish like the grass. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord will make a river of peace flow through Jerusalem. Let us joyfully praise the Lord our God. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to our God, for he is loving. To him our praise is due. The Lord builds up Jerusalem and brings back Israel's exiles. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up all their wounds. He fixes the number of the stars. He calls each one by its name. Our Lord is great and almighty. His wisdom can never be measured. The Lord raises the lowly. He humbles the wicked to the dust. Oh, sing to the Lord, giving thanks. Sing psalms to our God with the harp. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares the rain for the earth, making mountains sprout with grass and with plants to serve man's needs. He provides the beasts with their food and young ravens that call upon him. His delight is not in horses, nor his pleasure in warriors' strength. The Lord delights in those who revere him, in those who wait for his love. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Let us joyfully praise the Lord our God.
The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking, but of justice, peace, and the joy that is given by the Holy Spirit. Whoever serves Christ in this way pleases God and wins the esteem of men. Let us then make it our aim to work for peace and to strengthen one another. In the early hours of the morning, I think of you, O Lord.
In the early hours of the morning, I think of you, O Lord.
Always you are there to help me.
I think of you, O Lord.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
In the early hours of the morning, I think of you, O Lord.
Give your people knowledge of salvation, Lord, and forgive us our sins. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Give your people knowledge of salvation, Lord, and forgive us our sins. Let us pray to God, who gives salvation to his people.
You are our life, O Lord.
Blessed are you, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for by your mercy we have been reborn to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
You are our life, O Lord.
You made man in your image and renewed him in Christ. Mold us into the likeness of your Son.
You are our life, O Lord.
Pour out your love through the Holy Spirit. Heal our hearts wounded by hatred and jealousy.
You are our life, O Lord.
Today grant work to laborers, bread to the hungry, joy to the sorrowful, grace and redemption to all men.
You are our life, O Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, let the knowledge of salvation enlighten our hearts, so that freed from fear and from the power of our enemies, we may serve you faithfully all the days of our life. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with me. Earlier this month, we completed our first mission pilgrimage. It was the trip of a lifetime. We're excited to announce that registration for our next pilgrimage is now open, January 12th to 18th, in sunny Southern California. This time we'll be traveling to California missions from San Diego to Los Angeles. Escape the winter chill and join us for 5 days and 6 nights of California sunshine, coastline, good wine, good times, and worship divine. We'll visit historic and sacred missions and churches, celebrating daily Mass and praying all the offices of the Liturgy of the Hours together in song. Visit www.singthehours.org/pilgrimage to take advantage of our early bird pricing and secure your spot on our private coach. You can also check out the description for more details. See you in the new year. God bless.